Okay, guys.
So, what's the game plan now that Quincy is out? Is it added Hayward? Do you go through a couple of guys? What do you do there?
We have some flexibility, but Adam would be the most prepared. So that's probably the way we'll go. We'll have different personnel groupings, different things. So there'll be some other guys that play as well.
Talk about Adam a little bit. What is it that you like about him? What did you do well? What does he have to work on?
Well, he's a professional. I mean, the guy, he works very hard. He stays up to speed on all three linebacker positions. And that's why I say we're going to have some flexibility where guys will move around. So, you know, it won't be just exclusive Adam for Quincy. There'll be some other things, and that'll play out.
How's Quincy's spirit, Seth? Greg?
You know, he's down, as you would imagine. But, you know, he's a professional. He knows these things do happen. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to visit with him every day, and he knows what's in front of him. You just got to refocus your efforts now and get well and get him back here.
Just kind of picking up on some things that you guys do on special teams. I mean, would you consider you guys to be a very aggressive team on special teams? I mean, is that an accurate description relative to other teams? And just kind of where did that, I guess, kind of come from? That's kind of part of your approach, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's more or less. You know, I guess, you know, the thing that would say is that we block some punts, we go after some punts. But that is part of who we are. You know, it fits into our defensive philosophy, and that's just an extension of our defense when you go after it. And it's an extension of your offense when you try to return it. But that's who we are. You know, we've done some good things in special teams, and then we've done some things that aren't so good. And that's where, you know, we need consistency on our special teams. And that'll probably be, you know, something that – if that can come and we can become consistent, that can win us some games here.
As you prepare for the Panthers for the second time, what's just your impressions of Cam Newton and the year he's having? And do you buy into that sophomore slump that's hanging over him?
Oh, I don't know. You know, people like to talk about that stuff. I look at a guy who's an extremely talented quarterback. And, you know, when you look at – the thing that I look at about the Carolina Panthers is they're top 10 in big plays, big runs and big passes, and they're top 10 – in big runs and big passes allowed. So they're not giving up a ton of big plays, and they're still hitting a lot of big plays to be ranked in that way. So that's where my focus is, because when you can make chunk plays and you keep people from making them, you know, that's how we've been making some hay offensively, is making those big plays. That's a challenge for us, and that's something that we're very, very aware of.
We kept Jeremy Zuta out of practice today, and could he miss a couple more practices?
What kept him out, he was from the game, he got bumped a little bit, his shoulder. So we just want to make sure that he's going to be okay to go. He played really well Sunday, and but it was a physical game. He's had two physical games at that position, you know. So we want to make sure that he's ready to go Sunday. Hopefully he'll be able to go tomorrow.
Talk a little bit more about him, Greg. He played against Seymour out at Oakland. I looked at the stat sheet. I think they had Seymour for zero at that point. Center maybe even in his more natural position, but just talk about him as a competitive player.
Well, the first thing is, you know, the thing that we really talk about all the time around here is being an unselfish teammate, and that's what I think Jeremy's done. You know, he finally got the chance to be the center, and, you know, he's moving along and having a good year, and then all of a sudden the best thing for the team is to move back to guard. And, you know, trust, I've known the kid a long time. He did not want to do that, but he did it for the team. And really has played well. And you hit it on the head. Seymour is just, I mean, that guy is big, strong. I mean, I know flying back, that poor guy, that was a physical game, you know. So then he comes in this week and plays well again in another physical game. So, you know, my thing is we got to make sure that we can – keep them healthy and get them to Sundays. You know, we don't have that many more moves left, so.
With respect to Quincy going back, my understanding is there is no further evaluation from Sunday night until you guys put him on IR. Did you have an understanding that this was going to be an injury that would just knock him out for the season then, or was there any thought about waiting to see if that thing settled down?
Well, no, the wait and see was to get more information, so I'm not sure. You say that all the things were known at the time. That's not accurate. As it turns out, we're going to wait two or three more weeks to probably do another test that, you know, we thought we were going to do in two or three more days.
Right.
because they say with some of the swelling and things, you can't see what you need to see. So that really, you know, but when we'd met with, you know, this is what Quincy has is not like your normal thing. It's not like you go to the normal doctor. You have to go see the specialist for what he has. And, you know, our doctors have been awesome in that they've been on the phone all over the country, really all over the world, talking to people like, what is the best course of action here? And that's where we found out that wait 2 or 3 weeks before you do it. You can do the test, but you're going to have to do it again anyway, and he's not going to do anything till then. And in talking to all those doctors, they said, you know, it's not even consideration this year. So that's when we made a decision.
Is it an unusual injury? I mean, is it something that you've experienced with former players? It's not like just a typical stinger or neck injury. Is it kind of an odd injury, something you haven't seen before?
Yeah, it is a little bit, you know, not a normal thing. I mean, there's been guys who have had it, for sure. I wasn't here, but I know Biggers had something similar. You know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if it's the same or similar, but it sounds similar, and Biggers had a little while, and then he got better, and so Quincy's got, you know, some things he's going to have to do, and I think they're not even sure what is going to have to be done yet, you know, so I think we got to wait and let it calm down, get the rest of the tests, and then I think the plan of action. So probably in a few weeks we'll know better exactly what the timeline is, but we're all very confident that, you know, he's going to eventually get back, and because he really played the shame of it is he played his best game of the year on Sunday. I mean, when Coach Frazier, you know, he was just, I had to kind of pick him up a little, because he's finally, it looked like what, you know, what we know he could be, you know, because he's been getting better, but this one was really a good game for him. So, but he'll get better and we'll get him back and we'll keep moving.
Does Dakota Watson naturally get a few more snaps now, a little more work in the regular defense if he remains in sub-pack?
Well, I get, you know, like what I said, where there'll be some more movement of guys around. He may show up in different spots, not necessarily one for one. We're doing some adjusting, and I'll leave it at that, so there's not, you know, a competitive disadvantage. The other thing that I probably ought to mention is some personnel things. Ernest Owosu, defensive end. DeAndre Bavel, wide receiver, and Joe Holland, linebacker. We added to our practice squad. Marcus White, we moved up to our active 53. So if you didn't have that. All right. Thanks, guys.